Representative Daniel Goldman falsely claims no actual evidence links Joe Biden to family business dealings. By Wendell Hasebo on February 8, 2023. Representative Daniel Goldman, DNY, falsely claimed during Wednesday's House Oversight Committee hearing that no actual evidence links President Joe Biden to his family's business dealings in Ukraine. So far, we've seen no actual evidence of any lies or any support for Joe Biden being involved in anything having to do with Ukraine other than promoting U.S. foreign policy, Goldman stated toward Representative James Comer, RKY, chair of the committee. What is the allegation that we are hearing from our Republican colleagues about the connection to Joe Biden and Burisma? Goldman asked. It is an email from a Burisma employee thanking Hunter Biden for organizing a meeting with Vice President Biden. We know nothing about the substance of that meeting. We know nothing about how long they met. It was not on the vice president's schedule, Goldman said. Chairman Comer, you have said in your opening statement that Joe Biden has lied to the American people. That is a bold, bold accusation. Goldman's claim that no evidence links Joe Biden to his family's business dealings in Ukraine, as related to Hunter Biden's board seat on Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian energy company, is false. In 2018, Joe Biden made an appearance at the Council on Foreign Relations where he spoke about threatening to withhold military aid to Ukraine in 2016. Biden explained the tactic was to force the firing of a prosecutor Viktor Shokin, then vice president and point person on Ukraine. The prosecutor was at that time investigating Burisma. Joe Biden explained the timeline of the tactic, transcript via Real Clear Politics. And that is, I'm desperately concerned about the backsliding on the part of Kiev in terms of corruption. I'll give you one concrete example. It just happened to be that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. And so I got Ukraine. And I remember going over, convincing our team, our leaders too, convincing that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kiev. And I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor. And they didn't. So they said they had, they were walking out to a press conference. I said, nah, I'm not going to, or, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here in, I think it was about 6 hours. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Laughter, he got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time. In April 2014, Hunter joined the board of Burisma. Just 2 years before Joe Biden stated he forced the firing of the prosecutor investigating Burisma. Despite Hunter's lack of experience in Ukraine or the energy sector, he was paid $83,000 per month by the energy company, just weeks after his father was announced point person on U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine, according to Peter Schweitzer, senior contributor at Breitbart News. Detailed in his book Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. Joe Biden's claim of firing the prosecutor while the prosecutor was investigating Burisma appears to be supported by Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, who detailed Joe Biden's previous demands to dismiss Prosecutor General Shokin in a letter to former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in 2019. Oh, and February 11th, 18th, and 19th of 2016. Vice President Biden held a series of phone calls with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko regarding previous demands to dismiss Prosecutor General Shokin for alleged corruption. Another phone call between the two took place on March 22, 2016, just 7 days before Prosecutor General Shokin was removed from office on March 29, 2016. The timeline of events suggests Joe Biden threatened to withhold Ukrainian aid to have an investigation into his son's company dropped, a scenario many suggest is a quid pro quo. During Wednesday's hearing, Goldman ignored the coincidence. Goldman also dismissed an email unearthed from Hunter's laptop from hell between Hunter and Vadim Pashersky, an advisor to the board of Burisma. In 2015, A day after Joe and Hunter Biden met with the Ukrainian business partners at Cafe Milano, Pashersky emailed Hunter his thanks for the opportunity to meet your father. Breitbart News' Emma Jo Morris, formerly at the New York Post, reported details of the meeting. The never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that Vadim Pashersky, an advisor to the board of Burisma, allegedly sent Hunter Biden on April 17, 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the Burisma board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent, sick, some time together. It's realty, sick, an honor and pleasure, the email reads. An earlier email from May 2014 also shows Pashersky, reportedly Burisma's number 3 exec, asking Hunter for advice on how you could use your influence on the company's behalf. The revelation of Joe Biden meeting a Biden family business partner comes as Hunter admitted in 2019 to ABC News that if his father had not been the vice president, he would not have been able to join the board of Burisma in 2014. I don't know. Probably not, in retrospect, Hunter responded. But that's, you know, I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life if my last name wasn't Biden. Joe Biden and his staff have claimed 7 times the president has had no part in the family business. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. Here's what I know Trump deserves to be investigated, he said. You should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.